It is I, it is she,
it is we.
If you're tuning in, then you know this podcast is very necessary for you.
And your mama.
And your daddy.
And your granny.
Maybe your second baby mama.
Hell, everybody.
We are TNT, and you know we will blow that ass up.
And it's Liddy.
Yo. We back in the city.
We are back in the A, and we are also back on the air. This is episode
six.
I keep getting it mexed up.
Mexico.
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. It's okay. We just got back. But welcome back, guys. Another episode. Thank y'all for tuning in. Like always, you know, comment, rate, subscribe, everything. I'm T-Money.
It's Juju. Oh, and I'm Taji Bands, a.k.a. Taj Mike Take Your Man. And who are you, T-Money?
I'm T-Money with the honey, T-Money with the bunnies, T-Money.
Okay, first of all.
I'm getting it all wrong.
I was trying to impersonate. If you're going to do my a.k.a., right. Please do it correctly.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
My bad.
So let's start that over. Okay. MT Money with the honey,
okay.
AKA T Money with the, wow, now you want, I was about to say bunnies. Anywho, let's move on. Y'all are tuned
in. And I'm Taji Benz, hello.
And y'all are tuned in to another episode of Is This Really Necessary? And we are celebrating International Women's Month all month. This is our personal March Madness. So for this month, we're going to be dropping episodes every week, and that's
coming back to back.
Yeah, that's a new thing for us, and we're going to see how it goes. And of course, we have a guest. We're going to have a guest for each episode this month. So today, we have our first guest.
Hello, girl.
Introduce yourself.
Hey.
Speak up. You ain't shy.
There you go.
Hey, y'all. It's Shanti Ringfield.
Hey. Getting all out.
Mm-hmm. Hey, girl. Hey.
And Shanti is a good friend. We went to high school with her, and she's been heavy on these girls' necks, on everybody's necks with this modeling, with this styling, and everything. Okay. What else you got going
Thank you, girls.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, I model. I style, a little creative direction as well, and I'm an entrepreneur. I have an online thrift store.
Okay, oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Drop them. What's the link to your online thrift store?
So I'm currently rebranding. It used to be City Thrifts. That was the IG, but it's now my name, ShantiRingfield.com.
Mm-hmm. Brand yourself.
Everything is on my website. So
it's all official now.
It's all on the site.
Okay, good. Not
check
the
it
dot
out.
.com.
Dot com.
Ooh,
it's the name.
I like
we got a professional.
Okay. It's the brand.
All right. So we're going to get into a little bit of the unnecessary hot topics. But since me and Taji Bands, we traveled this past week, we're actually going to get into some, you know, a little bit of a recap that we of our adventures in Cancun.
Yeah, because some of it was very unnecessary.
In Cancun, Mexico, you know, goddamn, we were like a titty, if I do say so myself. Cause, but nonetheless, it really was fun. For food was not.
I give it 4 stars out of 10.
Dang, I was
4.
Okay,
it was the food wasn't that good.
Okay, well now that rates a little bit high. Let's do a 4 out of 5
for
everything.
4 out of 5.
Okay, so for the food, I say a 3.
2.
Dang,
she hated it.
It was not. It was just regular. I don't know what I expected.
Is it the places y'all went to?
I think it was the places that we went to.
It was the places y'all went to.
Because we went to, majority of the time when we did eat, we were, because there were restaurants that were right next to our apartment. Yeah, because we had an Airbnb. The Airbnb was nice. It was. We was like 20 minutes. They had a hotel zone or like a tourist zone where all the resorts were. We stayed maybe 20 minutes out from there. And really, we really was in the ghetto. If you went 5 minutes down the street, we were in the ghetto. But nonetheless, the Airbnb was nice. The area was nice. There was a Walmart right there. So, you know.
They had a Sally's Beauty.
Oh, yeah. Okay, they did have a Sally's Beauty.
Y'all was eating American food. It was a Walmart. It was a Sally's.
I mean, kind of.
We tried to steer away from American food. We had, like, this pizza place that they had next
But
to
y'all wanted to go to TGI Airbnb. Fridays, though.
Okay, look. See, and that's when the truth came out.
But we didn't.
They wanted to, though.
But we didn't.
They wanted to go to TGI.
It wasn't Mexico. It was the places that y'all chose.
Probably. It probably was. No, but we went to this
Because I never heard that Mexican food be bussing.
I don't know. Even when they fed us when we did AVT and ziplining, they mm-hmm. fed us like tacos. And mm-hmm. it was not hitting.
Oh, gosh.
It was like the tortillas. I don't know.
They were falling apart. It was too soft.
Yeah.
It's like the Greek bread mm-hmm. that you used to soak stuff up with. That's what it really like tasted like.
I expected enjoy. More. I expected to just bite into the taco and be like,
Delicious, yeah.
You submerged in the culture.
Yeah.
Bite into the food, and I did not feel that. I
probably would have had to go to some shacks or something.
But that mm-hmm. I was too scared to eat off the streets. I wasn't trying to eat with
that's
the street
where it would have been.
They
good,
had a
though.
Lot of street vendors though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's yeah. where. It
but you know,
been.
Another thing I noticed, what? Them folks wasn't washing, not washing their hands. They don't use gloves.
Not Corona.
Let's not start with the Corona,
please.
No, they wasn't like. How am I trying to say? They were preparing the food with no gloves. Because remember,
that's what they do. They make the food taste better.
Well. I mean,
you sound like
you know when a Waffle House employee dirty,
the food you know always gonna bust.
I mean, dirt don't hurt, and God made it, so.
I wash my food. I mean, I cook my food with my hands.
But it's just you eating.
True.
Yeah.
As long as you
bacteria is real.
It's for real.
Bacteria is real.
I'm saying, so, and I don't have time, so that's why I was really scared. Mm-hmm. But we still ate at the ATV place, and we definitely saw them.
Not cooking. Hungry.
Yeah, we were starving. Didn't nobody want to go to the store and cook breakfast?
Was it good?
It was straight. They had this whatever sauce. It was very spicy, and mm-hmm. I had put it on all three of my tacos, and I was burning up.
Yeah,
but it was so good though. Mm-hmm. It was very savory, but
so it was good.
Yeah, it was good. The only authentic thing was the liquor.
Okay,
that tequila was off. The chain. When I tell you.
Yeah, everybody was offering it left and right.
Oh my, everywhere you went.
We were in a jewelry store and they were like, you want a shot of tequila? We
were
like,
tequila? I was like, see. Yeah. It was this one jewelry store we went to. They were trying to get me. They gave me at least 4 shots while I was in there.
At the jewelry store?
In the jewelry store.
Trying to make her buy stuff.
I think,
oh my gosh.
I think, yeah.
That's what they be trying to do.
That's the method. Y'all they're trying to get you sleep. Drunk. Is I don't know what, mm-hmm. just so you can buy some shit. And you know what? Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I did. I got a bracelet.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Aw, sucker.
You knew what I was doing.
I got a bracelet, and I was about to buy this stone until Elise came in there and saved me.
Was it expensive, or was it just like a chill jewelry store?
It was not. Nah, it was expensive, but who knows if that shit was real or not, to be completely honest.
But you
honest.
Bought it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you
I
bought
did.
Bought it. She
I
did.
I mean, it's cute, though. I mean, hold on. Let me show you. It was cute. I like it. It might be Cuban zirconium, but I got it for like
$50.
This one? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This one.
That is cute.
Yeah, see? Right? So I was like, okay.
At first, he was trying to charge me $160.
Oh, you better stop.
And he brought it down. I kept saying, no.
Literally, we looked behind. And we looked through the gas. She's like, I don't know. And we're just like, somebody please get Taryn.
Please help her.
That was my method, though. I kept saying, no. And he kept bringing it down. They kept complimenting me. And I was like, yes.
What did he bring it down to?
He brought it down to $50, I think.
And
I can't
see,
remember.
That's how you know they'd be overcharging.
And then the stone, he was about to bring it down to $75 because he was trying to charge $160 for the stone, too. Mm-hmm. The stone was cute, though. It's like, it was a dirty look. But it was it had a nice little shine to it.
Okay.
And then you took it outside and it turned purple. And then when you brought it back into the shade, it turned green. Oh, I was like, ooh.
That sounds cute.
I like this.
And it was that's how they get you.
It was a nice little stone. It was a nice size. It wasn't too big. It wasn't too small. I mm-hmm. enjoyed it. But they stole me.
It's okay.
It's okay. But I got a whole bunch of other stuff.
Mm-hmm. It was nice.
That tequila was off the chain. Oof.
Oh, I already know, child. The story said it all. Oh, you ain't gotta tell me. Close friends was going off.
Oh yeah, look. Close friends. Look, if you wasn't on my close friends, you missed that. Okay,
I need to post them. I ain't posting my phone
because I really feel I really didn't post as much as I wanted to because mm-hmm. I was really just living in the moment.
Sometimes you just gotta enjoy the vacation. Like
that's really what it was.
You don't have to post every time. Y'all know.
I took videos though, especially when Tajula and Kai Look. And Elise, yeah, I'm talking about you now.
Please.
They all Ooh. Got drunk as hell on the last day. And they
Tajula.
Was flipping around.
Tajula?
flipping around in the water. I thought I was going to have to save folks. We were
on the beach. Night. It was at night.
At night.
Why was I there?
You were.
It was at night. Everybody, I was like, why are they so close to the ocean?
And, those,
and it's pitch black.
And the tide.
Yeah, it was really dark.
I don't know.
I went over there to save them.
You did not do a great job. Mm-mm. Because they were still. Kai was yelling, Ayudame! Ayudame! And I was like, Kai, stop screaming. No, you're not about to die if you just get out of the water. Move forward. Just move forward. But it was fun, though. I'm trying to think of something else that was fun. Oh, yeah, when we was walking around with everything. That dummy mission trying to find cigarillos. Yeah.
It was terrible. I have no words.
Mm-hmm. Dummy mission.
Let's not even get into it.
Oh, no? Okay. We walked around for an hour.
And we almost got finessed.
And we almost got finessed.
To walk into a dark alley.
Mind you, Tajila wanted us to park in the alley. So I'm like, oh, look, you guys. There's some parking spots right there.
It was a light post.
Yeah.
Right there.
It was still an alley, nonetheless.
Yeah, in Mexico at that.
But it was still fun.
In Mexico at that. Yeah. I enjoyed it.
We had a great time.
Great vacation.
I'm ready to go again. I think my next trip is Miami, so I don't know about y'all.
Where are you going to?
Where you going?
I'm going April 1st.
Oh, okay. I'm going in May.
About to fuck it up.
Dang, yes. Miami was so fun when I went.
You've been already?
I have too. Yeah, I went last year, girl. I had the time of my life.
Okay.
I went last
year, too. Oh, my gosh. Too. This is my first time.
I had so much
fun. Amazing.
Is it really?
Meet people.
You just don't want to. Yeah, you don't want
to. That's what I wanted to do in Cancun. I really wanted to meet people.
Like, the area is just amazing.
Mexico is literally more, because I went to Mexico with my friends, but it's honestly more so of a like chill vibe, like relaxing, eating. I don't think I posted nothing when I went to Mexico. Like, it's just
Mexico
chill.
Really came. Yeah, Mexico really seemed like a vacation. Yeah, that's somewhere you go with your man.
Or family. Yeah.
Your family, yeah.
Yeah.
But that ATV, was probably the best part. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was fun. And they ziplined. Y'all ziplined?
Oh, that was
you did
so nerve-wracking.
No, I did not.
Why?
Because I'm scary.
Yeah, I did it. And I'm afraid of heights.
I am.
That's good. Good. It's about the experience.
It is.
Me and James stayed on the ground.
Oh, James. Come on. Right. Now, I expected better from you.
No. James said,
the first one was like, mm-mm.
Yeah, James said, I'm too weak. Big for this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, I'm not doing it.
Maybe.
Right.
He is very tall.
There was little stairs that they had to walk on.
Oh, yeah.
And it was hanging on by
little string.
Yeah, I'm walking across the little... James. Air britches.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
James was not going.
He was like, nah, I ain't finna get on that.
Yeah. James was sleeping on the beach.
James was
living his best life. Okay.
James looked like the dad.
He was. James was the goat. Okay. Yeah. He had four beautiful ladies around him in all the pictures that he took.
Yeah.
Yeah. He did.
Okay.
He was a photographer.
We had a great time.
And the driving.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Kai for driving too.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, Kai.
Yeah, because we had a rental car.
Shout out to the drivers of the trips. It don't be me.
Because them folks
who drive, hold it down.
Them folks in Mexico, they drive like
crazy. Yeah. Everybody does, but the U.S. Like everybody else, be like.
They don't even have lines where the stoplights are.
Like
yeah,
they just
guess where to stop. Yeah.
Like, what?
There was no lines at all.
To, like, divide the streets.
There were
anything.
No lanes.
And the crazy thing is, we be having more accidents. And we got all these
rules crazy. And lines. It drives so crazy.
And that's, I noticed that. I know I ain't seen no car accidents the whole time we was out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's crazy.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah, obviously we did not.
Yeah.
Because we had to take.
They had our horn on and stuff.
Right. Horn on. Excuse me. Making hell of U-turns. It was just too much. But that's enough of Cancun, honey.
Right, let's get into you.
Yes, let's get into our guests. So like we said before, we're going to be showcasing our favorite lady bosses all month of March, our Marchy Madness, our Women's March Madness.
All of it.
We got to think of a name, a fancy name, so we can make like a fly. It's okay, we think about it.
We're going to drop it in the details.
Yeah.
On the caption.
Mm-hmm. So you said you do a little bit of styling. You have modeling on your hand. You have your own online thrift store.
Yes,
so
yes, you do a lot.
So, like, what made you want to start all that? What put that oomph? Like, you know what? I'm sick of this shit. I'm finna do this.
I'm finna boss up.
Right, yeah. Do your own thing.
So first, I feel like... I guess thrifting started first because I made City Thrifts in 2018. And honestly, I've always been a thrifter. Like, half of my outfits are always thrifted because they just be having cute stuff that I know nobody else is going to have on. Mm-hmm. And I love that. Like, I'll get a piece and you'll never see it again. Like, somebody's grandma donated this. So. And I started thrifting when I was younger. And I mean, as I got older, everybody will always be like, oh my gosh, where'd you get this? Where'd you get that? And I will always be like, the thrift store. And honestly, I be overwhelmed sometimes when I go in a thrift store. Like, sometimes I'll go in there for something, and I'll be like, okay, and I'm about to leave.
Right. It's a lot.
It be a lot of stuff.
That's how a lot of people off from thrifting, because, like, it's not like a regular store. You can't walk in and find exactly what you want. Yeah. And people are impatient.
Yeah. Like, I am, too, honestly. I'm very impatient. I have to, like, have at least 2 hours to, like, come in, breathe, go down a few aisles, because it takes time. It really does. But, like, yeah, that's really what got me onto it. The fact that you can find so many nice things, but most people don't want to because it takes so much time. So I was like, I'm going to just find the stuff because y'all like what I wear. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to find the stuff and just sell it on my own online thrift store instead of having a website with all this stuff or a store with all of this stuff. You just make a website with just the cute stuff.
That's smart. From the thrift store. Because whenever I go into the thrift, I'm literally just grabbing stuff.
Yeah.
And sometimes I go in there with no intention to get anything at all. I'll just walk into Goodwill like, well, let's see what I can find. What's the color of the day? Mm-hmm. All right, let's find
the color of the day.
Let's find something blue. All right. This is nice.
Yeah, like
yeah.
So do you ever go to, like, what are your favorite thrift stores? Do you go to certain ones? Because I know I like to go to the ones that's in, like, Buckhead.
Yeah.
Because that's where I be finding one.
It's this thrift store on Northside that's, like, one of my favorite ones. And I go to one on Beaufort Highway. Beaufort Highway, Northside. I like Park Avenue. I don't know if y'all heard of that. That's in Kennesaw. Slick. I like Park Avenue. Those are, like, my favorite ones.
Okay. Park Avenue?
Check that out.
I need to
put them in the details below.
I need to expand. Because all I go to is Goodwill.
It's a lot. I mean, and some of them be, like, far, so you gotta... It's really an investment.
Yeah.
Like...
I like... There's one, I think that's a thrift store in Little Five Points.
They be overpriced.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yes. No, it's true.
Yeah. At that point, I'm gonna get something brand new. Yeah. I'm paying $20 for a t-shirt. I'm not even paying $15. I'm not even paying
$10.
Yeah. I'm paying $4.
Exactly. But it don't be like that in Five Points. That's why I don't be shopping there. They do be having some good stuff, though, but it'd be overpriced.
Definitely.
Barely. It'd be a little t-shirt.
Yeah, very true.
No.
Yeah, we not doing that.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, go visit her. Get your bang for your buck.
Yeah.
So when you knew that you like drifting, of course, dressing.
drifting.
Dressing like that.
It all applies.
How did you want to know that you want to juggle modeling and styling into that too?
Okay, so let me see. Styling, honestly, I wasn't even trying to go into styling. People literally have just asked me to, like, style them for stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I have friends who do videography, photography. I style myself for shoots because I'm not about to pay anybody when, you know, I like how I dress, so I'm going to style myself. And then people have asked me to style shoots for them. So I was like, okay, let me just style. Like, I style graduation shoots. I've styled birthday shoots. Mm-hmm. I've done videos at this point. Ooh, so people literally came to me for it, and I was just like, okay, cool. And then really when I first started C-Thrifts, I was just like finding cute stuff and selling it on my website, but it was like people wasn't really feeling it like that because they don't have my eye. So I can see like a plain blue shirt and I'd be having all this stuff that you could do to this, and I was just like trying to sell it without wearing it and showing people. But when I started putting fits together, then people started buying it quicker. Like, I put some together, it'd be sold, and then that's when people really started asking.
I think that was one of my favorite things that you do now on your page.
Yeah.
When you put all those outfits together.
Like, how you wear it?
I'd be like, I like A.
Really?
I like D.
Yeah.
I like them all.
Like, I need this shirt.
I need this jacket. Mm-hmm. I need these pants. Yeah, like, it's so, it just shows you just how much you can do one piece of outfit.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Creativity. Yeah, and I think, yeah, that honestly helped me to sell more stuff. Because when I started off, it was like all of my friends, of course, was buying stuff, friends, family supporting. But then at one point, I was like, all right, where everybody at now? And then I had to think of something else. And I started, like, putting stuff together and making little videos. And that's what really helped people to get engaged. And they like, oh, okay, you can style like that. And then people actually buy, like, the random stuff because they know how to wear it.
Okay. So, do you and your mama have the same style?
No. My mother does not thrift.
She ain't trying to put her on.
I cannot. She won't go in the thrift store. Like,
really?
Yeah. My mama.
Nah, she bougie.
Real bougie. She just, like, no. When I come in with thrift stuff, she be like, ooh, can you wash that? I be like,
Oh, my goodness. Now, I wash mine.
I do, too. But I'm like, girl, I'm going to need you to bring it down. Because I was going to wash it, but she be acting like,
she be trying to come
I got it out the dumpster. Like, okay, this is somebody else's.
Like, so who influenced you? You say you were always thrifty when you was a little girl, but like, who did you see?
Where'd you get it from?
Yeah,
where I get it from?
Where you get drip from?
Where'd you get drip from?
So my grandma used to take me to the thrift store, and at first I didn't like the thrift store either. I'm not gonna lie, because when my grandma used to take me, the one she used to take me to,
used to stink. And that's just what it is.
And I used to be like, grandma, I don't like this stuff.
It smelled like grandma.
Yeah, exactly. And she used to be picking out stuff, and she would like make me get some. Like, go get you a sweater, and I'd be like, okay.
Here's this.
I'd be like, okay. But as I got older, like in middle school, you know, we was always creative, magnet, you know, performing arts and stuff. So I'd be wanting to wear stuff that's different, but I don't want to have to spend $300
because I didn't have it.
So I used to be like, okay, let me pick up something from the thrift store. I know they would have like something retro or something like that. So honestly, kind of like my grandma. And then I had a friend, y'all know Crystal? She went to Jonesboro, maybe not.
Was she a cheerleader?
No.
Okay.
Probably not. Never. But she used to, we thrifted together a few times, and she's like real vintage, old school. So kind of my grandma, kind of her.
Okay, see, yeah, take me. I be trying to go.
Yeah.
Please. I found this nice fur coat. It hasn't gotten that cold for me to wear it, but it's this nice little fur coat. It has it's tan, and it got fur on the sides. I gotta show y'all a picture.
Oh, please,
let's see it.
It's fire.
Ooh, please. Let's see it.
It's fire. But it's somewhere.
Ooh, I need me a fur, a chinchilla.
Yes, girl. I found that fur coat.
I don't think.
I found that fur coat at Goodwill for $10, and it's a big, hefty.
You can always get a good fur coat at the thrift store. Honestly,
really?
Yeah.
I found this shirt that say okur.
I need
Ooh,
one.
Not okur.
Okur. I found it at the thrift store at Goodwill.
Maybe having some good.
Okay, stuff. I can't find a picture. I'll find it later.
Okay.
But nonetheless,
you might put it on the Instagram later.
Modeling. I didn't say modeling.
Oh yeah, get into it.
Okay, so modeling. I just started
Tell us how you
serious.
Stepping on our necks.
serious. Like a few months ago, for real. But
really, Shanti, because I feel like it's been longer
been
than
doing
that.
It.
What?
Well, yeah.
Like, or taking it seriously.
Okay, taking it seriously. A few months ago.
Okay.
Because I have not been consistent. Come on now. But I did do one photo shoot for real, when I was like 17 with my mom. It was a hair photo shoot.
Yeah. I remember that.
That was a long time ago.
But it still looked, I think we were still in high school.
And I styled myself for that. My mama told me to come up with something. I styled myself.
Yes.
And
because your mama do hair.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
And so it was on the cover of the magazine. That was like my first photo shoot. And then like I had did like some little random shoots with my friends. Like one of my friends is stylist now. Y'all remember Tiana?
Yeah.
We had did like she some little shoes. Her cousin, had took some pictures of us. And then I really didn't model at all. Like, no more from there, like high school to college. But then I took like a few random pictures in like 2018 or 2019. And then I was just like, girl, get into it.
Get
like,
into
stop
it.
Stop playing. Because I've always liked taking pictures. So, come on.
Might as well be doing it for a living. Yeah.
Make it a
make some money off of it.
Stop playing.
Yeah, even if it's not all about the money.
Yeah,
do it for yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Do what you want to do.
That's how it should be for all your passions.
Yeah.
Just do definitely.
Just do it.
Just do it because you want to do it. Don't do it for the money.
Yeah.
Everybody always want to say, everybody always want to chase,
chase
the bag.
Chase the bag.
Yeah.
Chase
the bag. That'd be stressful.
Chase the passion.
Right. Because sometimes the bag ain't going to come immediately.
It's not.
Money is hard to make. It ain't too easy. It is.
You'll be running for a while. It's a marathon. For real.
You're going to be tired. Yeah. I understand hard work, but like.
Yeah.
I don't know. When you try to put all your eggs in too many baskets, some of them are going to tip over.
Yeah.
So, like, you just gotta be expected for that. Or built for that, honestly. Because some people are built for that.
Yeah. But, that's something that helped me though too with my website, because at first I felt like I liked it, of course I like thrifting, but like me just posting like shirts, random pants that I thrifted felt more like, you know, just trying to get money. But I'm like, you gotta make stuff personalized for people to feel it and for people to actually want to support it.
That's facts. But so, okay, so other than, I know you said earlier that a lot of people weren't really feeling it because they didn't really have your eye. So have you experienced any other failures or like setbacks,
definitely.
Like, or anything that just, you know, made you think, damn, can I do this, or what am I doing?
Honestly, I feel like I'm just starting off, so I feel like I'm still going through failures and setbacks. Like, but definitely with the online store, because I feel like that's like the oldest thing that I have that I'm doing right now. When I first started, of course, I said, like, my friends and stuff were supporting. But honestly, it was a real dry period at one point in time. And I tried to do, like, a little flash sale or something. And it did okay. But then, like, my website had crashed. Oh, my gosh.
No.
Girl, ooh. I was pissed. So, the way I did my website, like, I did it from scratch. Because I did, like, this little Bluehost thingy. It was a long... I went the extra route when I should have just did Squarespace or something like that.
Wix.
My website was crashed for a whole month.
No.
I lost like $300 because I would see all these orders of people trying to go in and all of them would be like red because they all failed. And nobody told me that their order wasn't going through or like that their carts were declining.
Yeah,
because
anybody else be quick to contact Fashion Nova and everybody else like, excuse me, my order has not gone through.
Exactly. I guess it was just like her website ain't working or something. I don't know what happened, but one girl had like finally told me. But when I had went to go look through the transactions, it was like hella people like who transactions didn't go through and stuff, and I was really pissed. And after that point, it's like I realized it when it was almost like a month. So at that point, people was probably just like, this girl ain't serious. And I really didn't get no sales from like that month. One, I wasn't getting sales at that time, and I didn't know it was because my website wasn't working. And then after that, it was like I wasn't really getting sales because all those people who was trying to buy didn't get their stuff and it didn't go through because my website wasn't working. So it's just like,
you know people be
losing
quick
a little credibility.
I never got my clothes.
Right, holding grudges.
She trying to scam.
It didn't charge though. Their cards weren't getting charged. It was like it wasn't letting their cards charge
at all.
Yeah. So I don't know what was going on with the website, but I was like, I'm never using this site again. I'm sorry.
I didn't know Squarespace wasn't a website thing. I thought that was just the
No, it wasn't Squarespace. That's where I am now. It was Bluehost. Child, you probably never heard of it. Exactly.
I never heard of it.
Exactly.
I always heard of Wix and what's that other stuff?
I was
Shopify. I did Shopify for the new millennium.
Okay, yeah.
So when you do those, you automatically get .com?
You gotta buy a domain. So when you first, you gotta buy a domain. When you buy a domain is the .com. So once you buy that, then you can put that on a website. So you have to buy the domain and the website.
How much are domains?
Domains are cheap. You can get it like 99 cents.
$9.99
For the first year, and then it may be like under $10. It'd be cheap though. It's cheap.
Okay.
Yeah.
You get a domain just because.
Yeah. It's cheap.
Just because.
It's cheap.
You need to get a domain.
It's real cheap.
I like that.
Ma'am.
I like the idea.
You funny.
Get one.
I'm really thinking.
GoDaddy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, or GoDaddy.
Or what if you using like
Girl,
Squarespace?
I didn't know what you was talking about. I thought you was calling me daddy. I was gonna say
stay on topic.
No.
I was like, No.
I was confused. Oh no, I know them little he white.
Yes,
he got the little glasses. Oh, okay.
Go daddy.
Yeah. I got you. I know who it is now. Alright, go daddy.
Okay, go daddy.
So when all the people's orders didn't go through, did you feel like people, like you said, people, you think people were doubting you? Like, how did you handle like all the negative signals that you think you had?
So So once I figured it out, like, once somebody had told me, she was like, girl, I tried to order, like, $60 worth of stuff on your site, and it wasn't working or whatever. And I was like, oh, my gosh. So at that point, it had already been, like, a month, and I figured it out. So I had to go through, like, trying to get it fixed and all of that. And at that point, I was like, I'm never using this platform again, for one.
Again.
And for two, I was like, okay, so I got to try to make a way to get up these sales. Like, it's a dry period. Mm-hmm. So I did, like, this little sale or whatever. Sale, a few people bought some stuff, but honestly, it didn't cover my losses. And from that point, I was just like, I got to do something more creative because I can't just be throwing stuff out there. Because after that, it was like a longer dry period. I don't even remember how much longer it was. Maybe some weeks, maybe a month or something like that. But that's when I decided to, like, start doing videos. I was like, it's going to have to be a little bit more. And people was telling me to, like, put stuff together, do, like, some try-on videos. My line sisters was like, do try-on videos. And I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to do some try-on videos. And then that's when I was like, okay, yeah, that's really what got me in a different swing. Because it's like, when you start a business, you mm-hmm. think you know what you want to do, and you think you know what's going to sell until you get in there, and then you...
I swear.
You really got to, like, go based off of what people feeling. So, it's like, I didn't know. I was just going based off of what I thought. Never had a business or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So, once I seen it wasn't working, and I was like, yeah, time to do something else. But, I mean, it was a setback, but I wasn't really, like, too pressed. It was... Of course, it was, like, annoying or whatever, but I wasn't like, I'm finna stop or nothing like that. I'm just like, I'm gonna have to find a different way to do
boss
this
up.
Adjust.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody gotta learn how to adjust.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's good though. As long as you're not, you know, you gotta feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
To really get stuff done.
Yeah.
That's what the vibes say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I looked over at Tan and her headphones really threw me off.
They're comfortable.
One of them is sitting on the corner of her forehead.
Yes, it is.
Oh, we didn't even tell y'all that we in a studio. Oh, yeah. We ain't in my room no more.
You hear that crisp, clean?
Yeah, you hear that crisp, clear, me. Yeah, that's us in the studio, honey. We ain't in my room no more. But stay, we probably be back in my house, you know, one of these days. But... Right now, we in the studio. Shout out to Miss Maureen.
Yes.
And shout out to Mr. Derwin. Shout out to X360 FM. Yeah. But we gonna drop them socials and all that later on at the end once we wrap it up. Yeah.
Right.
So what's next? What's the next? Oh, okay. So
we gotta just go ask you, where do you think your business is going from here? Like, what's the end goal?
Yes. Will you be styling like Nicki Minaj on the... Oh, wow. We have a lot of time. Dang.
Yeah, look at us. Go
ahead. Okay, we do. Okay, so, how do you plan to grow your business?
Honestly.
What we looking like in the future? Are you going to style Nicki Minaj?
Yeah, maybe.
Beyonce.
Beyonce. I'm so sorry. Oh, my God. I'm dead. A queen.
It's coming, yeah.
But, honestly, I like to do so many things. I really see myself just, like, Rihanna status, you know? Mm-hmm. Model.
Yes.
Getting into makeup, getting into fashion. Like, I can see myself just doing it all. But hopefully, you know, modeling will take off. I'm sure it will. Mm-hmm. Who knows when, but I'm sure it will. Modeling, I'm still gonna have a website, but I'm really hoping to add more services. Like, I'm learning how to sew right now, so hopefully I can get some custom pieces on my site.
Yes. Yeah. All right, so okay,
different avenues.
Let me narrow. So the next 10 years, what where do you see
my business?
Yeah,
like where do I?
Yeah, where do you see what position,
brand,
what
really?
Placement do you see your brand will be?
Okay, like what type of services
years?
I'll be offering type thing.
Yeah,
things. Okay.
Like how far?
So in the next 10 years, I should be in a magazine by then. So stay tuned. I'll let y'all know which one.
Vogue.
Okay.
Vogue.
In the next 10 years, I see myself magazine, nice condo. Of course, that's not related to career goals, but that's
it's
just
a goal.
That's why I'm gonna be
it's
doing the
goal.
Work game.
Girl,
that's
it's
my
a
office.
It's a manifestation.
My
put
office.
It in there.
Manifest everything.
Put it in there.
Yeah, honestly, making stuff. Like, hopefully, once my sewing skills get there, I will be able to make custom pieces like fitted dresses. Cause I love a little.
Yeah.
sleazy dress.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I like Bodycon.
I love Bodycon. My mom would be like, that stuff is so thin and cheap. And I'd be like, my favorites. That's my favorite.
Right? I like Bodycon. I just wish my body, I wish I had like the curves.
It's coming.
But
it's,
you know, honestly, so I made a dress. And I'm going to be wearing it soon, but I made, like, a dress. And it's really about the way that, like, the dress is cut out. Because when you cut out a dress like this, mm-hmm. if you already have, like, a body type like this, it don't make it, you know, flattering. But if you, even if you have a body, like, a straight up and down body type, and the dress is, like, cut out curved, it actually, like, makes you look more curvy.
Ooh, that's what illusion.
I learned. Yeah, that's what I learned. Because it's, like, it's squeezing in your stomach more. Because when you make it smaller in the stomach, it got to squeeze your stomach more. And then it be looser in the hips. So,
are you taking are you taking classes for sewing, or are you?
Girl, I literally just bought a sewing machine and I've been watching videos, but I am going to take some classes.
I was about to say YouTube University.
YouTube is everything.
YouTube. That's how I learned how to build a website, like how I learned about domains. I learned everything from YouTube.
YouTube is so advanced.
That is where I graduated from.
Yeah.
Bachelor's at YouTube.com.
You feel me? I
want to
do everything.
Oh, for real.
I know somebody that fix their whole washer and dryer watching YouTube.
And it's possible. Very possible.
I remember I had fixed like the gear shift in my mama's car wasn't working. Mm-hmm. And I YouTubed it and it showed me how to fix it.
YouTube
and
is life.
That's fine. Yeah. That's
YouTube
fine.
Is life. I'm here for it.
They teach you everything.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, so what advice do you have to any other people that might be going in the same field as you? As far as styling, modeling, thrifting, all that.
Okay. So, modeling advice, to be versatile, to step outside of your comfort zone, but don't do anything that you just feel like is super uncomfortable or doesn't fit your standards and values. Like, don't get caught up in the Instagram hype. You gotta be yourself. Be different. Mm-hmm. And perfect your own category. Yeah, perfect your own lane. Perfect your own category. Don't try to look like nobody else, because what you have to offer is what makes you you. Like, I'm a thrifter. If I was trying to look like everybody else, have basic pieces, Fashion Nova all the time, then I wouldn't be me, you know? So, do you and perfect that.
That's facts.
And
I like that.
Thrifting advice.
Just do it.
I don't know what thrifting. I mean, I don't know what thrifting.
It's his own method of madness type thing.
Yeah, because it depends. Like, everybody's different thrifters. The thrifters that's really, really popping right now are, like, the hype beast thrifters. Like, the ones who be selling ones, jerseys, stuff like that. Yeah. So, I guess with thrifting, you just need to find a way for people to be able to see what you see in the clothes that you find. So, if you're finding, like, cute stuff, the best way to sell it is to, like, style it and show people how you see the item. Putting it together. Did I miss something? What else?
Modeling.
You already said
Styling. Yeah, okay. Styling. Styling is its own thing, honestly. I just started. I feel really fresh in styling. But
Stop. You did a great job
for
so
real.
Far.
Right.
So, I'm really liking all the things that I've seen. So I've seen the project.
Thank you.
I'm fucking
support girl.
Thank you, girl. But styling, I would say, one of the best things to do. Like, you have your own style and that's why they chose you, but to remember, like, your client style as well. Because, I mean, when I style people, like, it's certain things that I would pick out for myself, but I wouldn't pick out for other people just because I would wear it don't mean they would wear it. Like, I try to go through somebody's Instagram. I look at what they normally wear and try to get them something that would be comfortable to their style. Yeah.
That's so good. Well, that reminds me of the episode of Grown-ish. Mm-hmm. When Zoe was styling that girl for her prom.
Okay, Zoe.
See, right.
And I guess the girl was gay. And she was like, I don't like this. I don't like this ugly ass dress.
Ooh.
And then she made, like, a little suit for her. And it was more comfortable. And Zoe learned that, you know, it's not
you
just
can't
about
style
what
people
I like.
You. Yeah. Like, I feel like, for me, people
Grown-ish.
Be wanting me to...
That's a good show.
It is.
I love it so much.
They want you to more so, like, put something together that... When they wear it, other people will think it's cute. So I pick out stuff that will look cute on you.
Do you style dudes too?
I have. I styled a guy for a music video. The music video ain't dropped yet, so I can't really drop nothing yet. But I styled three looks for a music video.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're very versatile, and I love that. Even with your careers, too.
Yeah, thank you.
Boss lady. Thanks. I'm glad you're the first boss lady that we interviewed.
Oh, thanks.
Like, for real.
It's an honor.
Yes. I hate you. We really do appreciate you being on here, Shanti, for real.
Yeah,
we was planning everything out, we was like, you know, month of March, we should do something for, you know, ladies and, you know, International Women's Month, so let's do it. And I was like, I think before we even decided that International Women's Month, we was going to do, like, this whole March Madness thing, we already had you on the list for you to come in.
Like, we was like, entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur.
Yes.
We already
bosses
had you on the list.
Bosses recognize bosses.
Okay.
Okay.
Everybody trying to boss up.
Let's do it.
Okay, so let's get into this speed round.
Woo!
Yeah. Get ready. So we're going to, we have, how many is this? One? Oh, I'm saying it's Spanish.
Okay, what's the topic or not?
It ain't no topic.
It's random.
It's really random.
What's the topic?
It's random.
What's the topic?
It's random. No topic.
It's random. Okay.
We can just go back and forth.
Okay.
Ooh, are you ready? Adjust yourself.
Okay. Some extra.
Okay. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going first?
Yeah.
Okay, let me, how many is this? Uno, dos, tres.
You better.
I mean, not tres. Tres, cuatro, cinco,
six. She just went to Mexico.
Siente. Hey, listen. All I was saying was no gracias, lo siento, por favor. Si, si, si.
I believe.
A couple of ayunas.
A lot of gracias.
A lot of gracias.
Okay.
Gracias. No, but.
I'm making up words.
No, Tajila was saying she was all off.
I'm trying. Look.
She was all
about in Tijuana.
In
Tijuana.
Look, the language barrier was something else.
She would say gracias.
Not the language barrier.
She'll say gracias, and she's trying to tell you, hey. She'll say por favor, and she's trying to say something completely else. But
and I just smiled like, hey.
Mm-hmm.
What else, guys?
She did have that translator app up there, and that
I
was helping.
Everybody.
Yeah,
okay,
she
good.
Was saving. But Kyle was a little bit fluent.
Okay,
so right. whenever somebody would come up to me like something, and we'll look back at like Kai.
Come on now.
Translate.
Come on now.
Yeah, get up to the front. Okay, but the speed round.
Speed round.
Okay.
I'm going
first.
With it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Ready and go. What's your favorite thing in your closet right now?
My favorite thing in my closet right now is some Puma sneakers that I bought a few months ago, and I just posted a picture in them, and they're crazy and they're cute.
Okay.
If you could be from any other decade or era, which would it be?
Y'all already know. 90s, Jada Pinkett Smith, Nia Long, I feel like that was my time.
Okay.
That was my time.
I mean, technically, it was our time.
It was. But I would have been growner.
The grown,
earlier.
Yeah, grown
the
I
early
been
90s.
Grown.
Yeah, the early 90s. I feel that. I would have
been grown.
That. Okay.
Not too.
Okay, speed.
All right, what's your favorite tune? Your favorite,
favorite song
at this time?
Oh my gosh, my favorite song right now is by Victoria Monet, and it's called Ass Like That. Listen to it. It's about the gym.
It's about the gym?
It's about going to the gym.
Okay, I need that
it's
motivation.
It's a cute song, though.
Really? I think
It's like sexy. It make you be like,
Who would you play? Well, who would play you in a movie of your life?
Who would play me?
Mm-hmm.
A celebrity?
Mm-hmm.
It can be anybody you want.
Anybody.
Anybody. Okay. Think fast. Rihanna.
What?
Rihanna.
If your house was on fire, what two things would you run back in to get?
Oh my gosh, my phone. My phone and my toothbrush.
Okay, that's good.
If you have a spirit animal, what is it?
Okay, I really don't like animals that much. Can I have a spirit fruit?
Sure, a spirit being.
Okay,
that you resonate with.
If I had to be a spirit fruit, it would be a mango because it's tropical.
Why did
in like
I
summer.
Know that
that's
you
me.
Was about to say
my birthday's
a damn
on the first
mango.
Day of summer, and a mango represents the summer, and it represents tropical and versatility.
Okay, I can take that.
We all need to find our own spirit fruits. Okay, last one. Place you most want to travel to?
Thailand. Like, I just have to. Can I please be basic? I need to be in the little pool that overlooks the city and floating fruit. That's me. That's where I need to be.
Floating fruit?
You've never seen it. Like, they have the tray, like a tray and they push the tray on the pool.
Oh. In the pool. You have, like, a champagne glass on there,
yes,
too.
Yes, a vibe.
Okay, mm-hmm. I heard Thailand is actually pretty cheap.
It is, mm-hmm. but them tickets. Oh, yeah. Now, how you going to get there?
We might have to get a layover in some place.
They're not that bad right now because it's right there by China.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, we might not need to go to Thailand at all.
Well, you know what they said. Black people ain't.
I'm not. Who said that?
I heard. That's what I heard.
I'm not listening to anything.
I'm listening. I'm tuned in. I'm booking flights, okay?
Well, they said the Miami flight is like, what, $16 or something?
It was literally $15 to go to Miami.
Y'all are lying.
I paid $130.
Is that's it really? Because I'm going to Miami in May, and if it's $13 right now, I need to book.
Girl,
ASAP.
The price is going back up though. It's like $80 now.
Yeah, because they see that we are resilient and we give. We don't care. Yeah. So.
I'm sorry, Corona gonna have to take me down. Cause
it's not stopping anything.
It's not stopping anything.
If that's how God wants us to die, then that's how He wants us to die. But I ain't finna die that way.
The mortality rate when I looked it up was like 3-something%.
It's very low.
That ain't me.
It's very low, and that's why. I just don't understand why so many people are just so
going crazy about it. Yeah. But also the media is putting out so much about it. Like, I was watching the news and everything, like, they was going to talk about news, coronavirus. When they was on the little talk shows talking about coronavirus, like, I'm like, why are y'all pushing it so much?
They have whole segments.
We must be in a epidemic.
Yeah, you see how low the gas is.
Yeah.
The gas is $1.98. It was $1.87 in Henry County.
Are they trying to make money?
Girl, I don't know what they're trying to do, but I ain't going for it.
I don't know what y'all trying to do, but I'm still going out of the country.
Okay.
I'm still booking my trip.
Hello.
All right, but let's get into our closing remarks. What was I about to say?
We just want to thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
I think that's what you was trying to get out. Yes.
I don't know.
Thank you so much.
I was really trying to look up these Miami flights real quick.
Yeah, exactly. She distracted. Talking about
$74, ladies and gentlemen. I'm looking at the month of May.
$30 last week.
$74. But all right, let's close it up.
Tell some people about yourself, what they need to know about you, where they can find you on social media, and what you got coming up next.
Okay, so a few things about myself. I'm going to do me regardless at the end of the day. So follow me. I feel like that's why I'm entertaining, because I just be doing me at all times, at all points.
As you should.
Exactly. It's never boring. It's not monotonous.
I like that word.
Monotonous.
Okay. Spicy. Okay.
Yeah, a lot of variety. I have a lot of things coming soon. I just updated my website, just rebranded. So, new website coming soon.
Who
new
is?
Custom pieces. So, be on the lookout. Follow me. Go on my website. Look at my portfolio. ShantiRingfield.com. ShantiRingfield on IG. Check me out.
Okay. Yes. And like we said before, this is our first time being in the studio. So, excuse me, shouts out to X360FM. Mm-hmm. Shouts out to Miss Maureen and Mr. Derwin for giving us the opportunity
to record
our foolishness in here.
Yes.
We love y'all and we appreciate y'all. And yes, always follow the podcast page at
ITRN Podcast. That's on Instagram. And then on Twitter is ITRN Duh Podcast.
Cause
we ghetto.
We ghetto. We a little ghetto. Just a little bit.
We a little hood. I be trying to tell people. A little hood, a little classy.
We from Clayco.
Ain't no box. You can't put me in.
Right.
We from Clayco. So that's how I be. That's how I be.
I be trying to tell
people. Right.
Clayco girls top tier, honestly.
Top tier.
Everybody
trying to steer, okay?
They're literally trying to play us.
I'm not finna play with
y'all. Get your girl from Clayco and boss up.
Do it for real, because she'll boss you up.
Period.
All right,
that's
y'all.
The real issue.
All my female friends play bosses.
Bosses. Period.
Like,
come on.
All right. Well, that was the sixth episode.
Well,
all right. That was the sixth episode. This is the beginning of our Marchy Madness, Women's March Madness,
yes.
Women's March March.
Official
we
name.
Love Women's Madness. We're going to think of a name.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all stay tuned for next week's episode with our other lady bosses. We got a lot of exciting content for y'all this month, y'all. So y'all just stay tuned for real. And of course, share,
like,
rate,
comment,
subscribe,
all of that.
Do all that. Interact.
Please.
Please. We love y'all. And like y'all say, like we always say, you all are necessary. Okay? And we out.
Thank you. Peace. Goodbye. Have a good night.
All right.
Buenos noches.
You're gonna force this.
Well, good night. Yeah.
That was good night. You good. That was a good night. Great job.
Wait, I never made my picture like I was.